I was gutted because she's already done that.
Who's that?
The tattoo artist that did my Charmander. She's
I was going to say Jar Jar Binks, but
Char Binks.
Charmander
Binks.
Char Char Binks.
Char Char Binks.
No, it's got to be a more annoying Pokemon to be Jar Jar Binks related.
The only thing I can think of is because it goes with it is Rancor and Corphish. Rancor fish.
What about Kit Fisto?
Imagine that. They dropped into the pit and then it's just a massive Corphish. Kit rather Fister? Than Rancor.
Squirtle?
What's Magikarp?
Or Mr. Mime?
Could Magikarp
Mr.
would
Mime.
Be a Sith. Magikarp.
Mr. Mime is a Sith Lord.
Yeah. I was about to say, Magikarp.
You've seen him on the game, right?
Yeah.
Magikarp.
No,
would be
no,
a Sith
no.
Lord,
Abra. Abra is definitely a Sith Lord, right? He disappears constantly.
Abra is Anakin when he's really little. Kadabra in Attack of the Clones. And then.
Alakazam?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Team Rocket.
Mannequin.
Would you allow me to introduce
it? Yeah, you can introduce it because we're already going.
I figured that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not blind.
He does a soft opening. Shows, basically.
Oh.
We've started to.
How lucky is Tash?
Soft opening.
What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Scenario, where we ask the important questions like, what job would the Pokemon characters have in the Star Wars universe?
We were talking about just Pokemon, but what about the actual like gym leaders and stuff?
Like Surge.
Surge.
Are they Jedi?
Surge.
It depends
is
on who
a
it
Jedi.
Is.
Yeah.
I was say,
okay.
Surely they've all got to be a Jedi.
I think because he's
they're
a lieutenant,
good ones.
He should be like one of the.
What the clones?
Because Obi.
No, he's on the council.
Obi
right?
Wan. Obi Wan was a sergeant or whatever at some point, wasn't he?
Obi-Wan was,
yeah, in the Clone Wars.
Oh, if only we all knew the lore properly.
Yeah, if only we knew Star Wars.
This is your idea.
Actually, I think it was
I'm here for the Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, Obi-Wan was a general. General Obi-Wan.
Wait, does that mean Porygons are all just the clones? Because they can
clones are just all Mewtwo.
Dittos. But are the Dittos clone troopers?
That would make sense why they couldn't aim.
But are the Dittos clone troopers with Ditto's face?
Ditto's
or are
arm.
They just
with little
Dittos?
Eyes. The little
that's why they can't shoot.
But are they just
walking exactly. They've got no arms.
Yeah.
Are they clone troopers with Ditto face or are they just walking Dittos?
I just wouldn't take them seriously if they had a Ditto face.
That's why they've got helmets on.
I wouldn't take them seriously if they were walking Dittos either. They're blobs.
No, a Ditto with leg is scary.
Yeah, but that's why they've
got
helmets on.
With human legs.
Oh,
thick,
so
muscular human legs.
So they've got human bodies.
Yeah, but that's why they've got like helmets on. Because like evil Sith Lords were like, oh, we can't take them seriously.
No.
Like,
instead of the slits that are their helmet,
it's
Ditto face.
Just Ditto is a helmet.
With a permanent smile plastered on as well.
Oh, no,
I'm not sure they smile.
Right?
They're just constantly dazed and confused.
It's just a line.
It's just a straight line.
It's a goofy smile.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, right.
So the Dittos are clones.
So you're
going
to establish. You actually go to introduce our...
I've already introduced the show.
I guess.
If you haven't noticed, there's two new voices on the show, everybody.
No, it's just
Lee
like...
and Fran are indisposed.
Oh my God, they're dead.
Sorry. Indisposed.
They're not dead.
They're not dead, everybody. Well, they could be. I haven't heard from them in a while.
Who knows? Literally, that ping was him.
Was that actually him?
It was 100% him.
It was him. He's online on Xbox.
He's alive.
Hi, Lee.
Oh my God, he's not there!
And that reminded me of something else. Turn my bloody phone off.
Mine's always on silent.
So yeah, we've got two new guests on. Special guests.
Say hi, everybody.
Hi everybody.
How did you not know that was going to come in? You set it up.
Yeah, you did.
So we've got Archie.
Hello.
Hello.
That sounded really
it's
Obi-Wan
exactly,
Kenobi.
No, it's exactly how I said it in the test.
It is.
You don't talk
He's
like that.
He's not the Lee
though.
You're looking
Fine.
For.
Fine.
Hello there.
Hello there. This is the Ditto.
And we've got Gemma.
Hiya, you're right.
Sounding like your mum next door.
Literally, dressing gown on, coffee in hand.
Hiya, you're right.
How are you?
Well, you're the mum. Got there. Do you want a cup of tea?
Well, yeah, we have a teapot.
It is whiskey tea, though.
I'm the dad. I was on the toilet for half an hour before
I started. Yeah, actually. He's taking my role.
I wasn't nervous.
I just went...
Yeah, you
had a roast dinner earlier. So,
Ash, Ketchum is our Luke Skywalker, correct?
Yeah, he's kind of got to be.
It's got to be. It's just canon.
He could be Leia.
No, that's Misty, isn't it?
That's well, yeah, got to be Misty, right?
Because if he kissed her, it'd be like kissing your sister.
Or Brock.
Wait, that means that Brock is gluing Han Solo.
It makes sense. I don't know if I like Brock that. The jacket. I'm all about it.
I don't like the idea of Brock and Misty being a thing.
Yeah, but I kind of could imagine like...
Yeah, I could see that, though.
I could imagine...
He is a bit older than her.
Yeah.
He's granted. Like 15.
And she's like 12?
I think her and Ash are like the same age, like 10.
Yeah. Let's ignore the age.
Let's just say they get older.
Blanket. They're Jedi. We don't know how long they live.
They could be a billion.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It's all on the level here. They could be 1,500 years old. They could be 5 years old.
I could imagine Brock being like, I made the Diglett Tunnel run in just under 5 parsecs.
So who's Chewbacca?
Who would make a good companion for Brock?
It's got to be Pikachu.
To Brock.
Brock. Oh, it's Onix.
It's got to be Onix.
What about in like the animes, he would always have a Pokemon that would like make him tone down a little bit when he was talking to the girls. So he had like a Croagunk at one point that would punch him in the gut.
Tone down?
Yeah, so he would like get a bit...
Yeah, because he is a sex pest.
He would get a bit too thirsty.
I mean, I thought you meant like, yes, muscle.
No, he would get a bit too...
Then he's the perfect Han Solo.
He's a sex pest.
He would get a bit too thirsty, and then one of his Pokemon would just punch him in the gut and be like...
Oh, Geodude.
Geodude or Croagunk or...
But it's got to help him fly the ship.
Croagunk could do that.
No, like Geodude has hands.
No, I'm sticking with Onix.
Onix?
Yeah. He has no hands and he's got to get in his ship.
Yeah, but I like the impracticalness. Chewbacca's not exactly practical. Imagine the hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be a hairy Pokemon.
That's what
it's
I'm thinking.
It's got to be a manky.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Punches him, is hairy.
Oh, God, you should.
Primate. He's a bit bigger, isn't he?
Yeah. We all saw what happened.
Or maybe three mankies stacked on top of each other.
Oh, in a coat.
In a coat.
In a trilby.
Yeah, but I kind of... You know what happened when they put monkeys in space with the Russians and that? Like, you really shouldn't put a monkey in space.
He's still up there.
I was about to say, they're still up there.
Imagine if he's, like, developed the Planet of the Apes style. Like,
he's developed into Chewbacca.
Him and the dog. They're having a great time.
Yeah. poor old Sputnik.
But is she a good dog?
So, yeah, we've set up our main characters.
I mean, should we, like, disperse away from Jedis?
Who's the evil people?
So many other
Darth Vader? Star Wars universe.
There is a lot of jobs. But
there's a lot.
Darth Vader.
Mr. Mime is Darth Maul. Right?
Mime is Maul.
Darth Mime.
I mean, Darth Maul, get handsy with your mum.
I feel like Darth Mime's more of like a General Grievous.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know
that's
why.
A good
give
point.
Give Mr. Mime another two hands.
It's the hands.
He's a General Grievous.
Give him just give him more hands. He's not handsy enough.
Actually, there's a perfect Pokemon with more than two arms. Machamp.
Yeah, there's your Grievous.
Oh,
yeah, it's a Machamp.
And he ripped your face off as well.
Because you can mash up we'll mash up the Pokemon and people, it's fine.
Is the Elite Four basically like the Clone Wars people?
They're going to be the bad guys.
They've
got to be the bad guys.
CIS.
Depends what side you look at it from.
Right? They've got to be.
I mean, Sidious is Giovanni.
Yeah, he's got to be, really.
He's got to be, Sidious.
He's the only one with a slight amount of common sense.
Yeah. I don't think any of you are asking the best question. Who's Wobba Fett? That's the main one.
That means that Jesse and James are in
here. That's what I mean.
Well, Jesse Wobba and James, yeah, 100%.
Wobba Fett had a very similar voice to Yoda.
Wobba Fett is not Yoda.
That was Jesse's voice blob, right? Yeah, right, okay.
The one that's always doing something wrong.
He's the big blue blob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no. Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, he'd make a good Jabba.
Jabba the Hutt. Wobba Fett as Jabba the Hutt.
That was the most important one to me. What would he do? You know?
I would have just put Snorlax.
Or Muck.
Chains up Misty.
I mean, Muck as well would be a good Jabba the Hutt. Because that's also Team Rocket.
Right? Yeah, but you're also just going on the fact of the physical attributes, not just the personality of that.
No, I was actually thinking like he'd smother a dude as well.
So is Professor Oak Obi-Wan?
I think Professor Oak is either Obi-Wan or Qui-Gon Jinn.
He could be Qui-Gon.
Yeah, he
pushes people to do stuff.
Yeah. He could die and then Ash is... I want to say Ash is Obi-Wan.
Well, he doesn't have to do the consequences then. He doesn't have to deal with the consequences of his actions. Right?
Not that he cares anyway.
Like Professor Oak normally doesn't. He sends 10-year-olds out into the world and
he's
like, yeah, off
you go. Adult,
and your mum's at home alone, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. Getting handsy with Mr. Mime.
I mean, it's either Uncle Mime.
Or both. Uncle Mime.
there's a lot of Pokemon that, you know, are very subjective and very...
Handsy?
Sexy.
I wasn't going to say sexy, but you use that word. You
I've seen a lot, Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Gardevoir.
Gardevoir, yeah. That's a ghost technique.
Or if you're Jim in Ninetales.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I'm not joking.
I mean, I can sort of see it.
He thinks it's sexy.
Yeah, sexy Ninetales.
To be fair, I grew up with Robin Hood Disney being my favourite Disney film. And yeah, Maid Marian's got it going on.
Jinx.
Yeah, oh, yeah, aren't you all fancies it?
What those lips do?
Jinx. It's literally Nicki Minaj.
Very true. But then Ditto could become anything.
We've already established what Ditto
as
is.
As long as you don't look it in the eye.
Wait, so that means that who's going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi then?
Well, because, like we said, Professor Oak is Qui-Gon.
Right.
Is there anybody during Pokemon that really does guide Ash as like as a teacher of sorts?
Pikachu?
Brock.
Pikachu.
I mean, I'm just thinking like...
Who guides him best?
I mean, you got Professor Oak, you got Brock...
Thinking of Ditto.
He doesn't really have a father figure in the entire
show,
does he?
No, because for some reason they didn't give him one.
I mean...
It's because he had his mom and she just let him go do what she wanted.
It's Professor Oak, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
They both have the weird, like, things on their
It's going to have to be Tracy then, isn't it?
Tracy. The guy that does nothing. Actually, perfect. the negotiator.
The guy that was every 5 minutes, like a lot of people thought.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd appear in the... Help me.
Oh yeah, he would. Like, he'd also be the guy that just rolls up onto
Talking
a planet.
About sexy Pokemon just made me think of those pins that earth? I found.
It's just a buff Ditto in a thong.
It's a sexy Ditto.
And Jim is about it.
Damn, that is our clones.
There's a few.
That's the original
that's our clones
clone.
Right there.
There's a few different
an army of them coming at you.
That's our Boba Fett.
Or
in the mankinis.
Or you can have sexy Squirtle. We haven't thought about Squirtle. Would you like sexy Squirtle?
A Squirtle's just going to be a Jedi of some variety, right?
He's definitely going to be...
Most base Pokemon, I just picture Jedis in the world.
Yeah.
No,
right?
I feel like...
all fighting together, they're just all Pokemon.
No, Charmander has got to be...
What about C-3PO?
Oh, yeah, the robot companions.
Have we got a robot? No. Yeah, Mewtwo. Well,
he's not a robot, he's a clone.
Well, it's the closest we're going to get
Meltan? Boring, though. No.
Wait, we got R2-D2
That's a whole genre of Pokemon that they've never done.
What's that?
Robotic ones.
That is a good...
They've done some that are metal.
There have been
a few.
They've
done metal?
Because there's one called Golurk, which is like a big
Isn't there an Onix
golem.
That's made... Steelix?
Steelix, yeah, that's the one.
There's a Steelix.
I'm just trying to think then. Mewtwo and Mew, what are they? The Star Wars universe?
Oh, well...
They were roommates.
Mew could be Yoda.
They could be.
Mew could be Yoda.
Yeah. Pops up when needed.
Or
that's
not.
A good point. Or we got Mewtwo, who's going to be a bad guy. He's got to be a bad guy.
But
I think he's misunderstood.
Yeah,
okay,
Darth Vader.
Then he's Anakin.
Mewtwo.
Yeah,
like,
Darth Vader. That's a good point.
No.
Darth Vader?
Who's the one that?
No.
Mate,
actually, yeah, you might have a point there because he does
misunderstood.
Get good.
Misunderstood.
He does become good.
Who's
at the
one that I fancied in the latest one?
Oh,
Adam.
Is this Pokemon or
Adam
is this
Driver
Star Wars?
No, oh, Kylo Ren?
Yeah, he's misunderstood.
I don't know
Kylo Ren.
He turns good at the end.
Han's son.
That's a strange fancy, right?
Do you know what, though? Do you know what?
Kylo Ren or Adam
Makes
Driver?
Makes sense if we're going to have Kylo Ren as Mewtwo, because Mewtwo would go off on one. Like,
see?
Yeah.
He's an emotional
I can see that. I can see
he's
that.
He's an emotional butterfly.
He's an emotional... He's got the emotional range of a lot of things.
And he's
not
Brock's son.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you know what? It makes sense for Brock.
He is a
you
creep.
You wouldn't put it beyond him to
no.
fuck a Pokemon.
I mean,
and he'd have had to have slept with Mew.
If you think about
to get a Mewtwo.
Oh no, you didn't.
I mean,
it's just a fossil.
It's just a fossil.
Just fuck a fossil.
No.
Okay. No, I get what you mean.
I mean,
sorry.
if you think to SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs is the dad of a whale, so anything can bloody happen.
That's right. Isn't she adopted?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe Mewtwo's adopted.
I don't know. I don't know the lore of SpongeBob.
Why do I feel like Jar was? A Bellsprouts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Bellsprouts are Jawas.
Yeah.
The little blooming sand people. Oh, who's the sand people? Hypno. They're a bit of a dodgy.
The Wookiees?
No.
Who are the Wookiees?
Abra.
Abra's
sand people are Abra.
Who did we
Abra.
Already say that Chewbacca was?
Three mankeys in them.
Yeah, three mankeys in them.
So the Wookiees are just all mankeys and primates, basically.
I mean, they would fit the
all wearing
they?
Coats, and there's three of them. Every single one of them.
Is there not other fluffy Pokemon?
Yeah. Jigglypuffs. Oh, God. Yeah, there we go.
Or a Wigglytuff.
See, the weird thing is that I've always seen Jigglypuff as being smooth, and then they made like a 3D like Pokemon film.
Fluffy.
And it was fluffy. I was like, that doesn't compute with me at all.
That does not look right.
That does not look right at all.
That's wrong!
I'm going to Google fluffy Pokemon.
There's so many Pokemon.
I mean, there should be so many out there to say that.
I mean, to be fair, I think we're normally like...
Oh, sand people. Sand troop. Sand slash.
Or a Diglett.
Or a Diglett.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Diglett.
Eevees. Eevees, yeah.
Where are they? I want to know Meowth.
They could be the
Wookiees. Where are Meowth
they
going?
Could be.
They could be.
Where's Meowth going?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We've got Meowths.
We've got Jesse and James somewhere, but...
He's a Sith.
What,
of
Meowth?
Some variety.
What will? Which one?
Sort
though?
Of a flaky one, though.
Did we give Darth
I would imagine
Maul
it'd be Snoke.
Someone?
I thought he said Canny Smoke.
Count,
I thought
Dooku.
Count Dooku.
Count Dooku.
Mm. That's not going to be Meowth. I feel like that'd be a Jesse or a James.
Are we just doing like the first series of Pokemon here?
Basically, no, I'm trying to leave it. Like,
if another gen fits the script, then
because
yeah,
you've got other like teams that came up later on, like Team Magma. Team Aqua, Team Galactic.
Aqua.
If this is going over your head, Jim, it's fine.
It definitely is going over
my
head.
He lost Pokemon a long time ago.
I was going
to
say, Archie's deep in that lore.
I'm not getting very far with fluffy Pokemon.
I was about to say.
Fluffy Pokemon. Mareep.
Oh, Mareep. Yeah,
Mareep.
Yeah.
They'd be interesting, actually. Mareeps.
What are the ones that you can ride in Star Wars that are big and fluffy?
Tauntauns.
Yeah. That could be a Mareep.
Isn't they the one they cut open and sleep in?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, if
yeah,
it's warm.
I can see that
Miltank.
I can see that being something like
a Wooloo.
Like a Kangaskhan
what?
Or something.
A
oh, yeah, Kangaskhan.
It's a sheep.
What, yeah, a Kangaskhan is what you're going to cut open?
He's
actually,
big.
Yes, he's got a pocket.
I have found the perfect Wookiees.
Yeah, that is a Wookiee.
It's a Beware.
Oh, Beware.
Oh, yeah.
They look cute and cuddly. Yeah. They are terrifying.
Tear your face off. They
would tear your face off.
Like the Wookiees. It works.
I can see that.
I could see that with the spear.
Who did we say
hand.
Is Yoda then?
Mew.
We just said
that
Mew.
Means in the first Star Wars, then he goes to the Wookiee's planet to help them defend it against Dittos.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's a good universe.
Oh my god. Imagine this being put down into
I'm
a.
I'm glad that we are not
actual...
in charge of anything like this officially.
Oh no, this is better than anything Disney's brought out in the last 5 years.
So are we putting Bulbasaur as Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
Yeah. Well, no, because Boba Fett's got to be the one that makes all the clothes.
Ah,
so
but it could
be Ditto.
Ah, but it could be a Ditto.
I
Boba
think
Fett.
Officer Jenny's got to be Boba Fett, but
yeah.
There's got to be lots of them.
Yes.
Oh no, Officer
Jenny. This is the basic clones. Bounty hunter unit.
But
like,
by the time
uniform.
That Boba Fett is that around, the clones are gone.
Yeah.
Boba Fett is Jango Fett's son. So
but he's still a clone.
He's still
isn't
a clone.
He?
But
I'm
the
just
last
picturing
one.
Loads of them.
He's the last one left.
And they're just always Jenny.
Surely Officer Jenny should be.
A Nurse Joy.
Or Nurse Joy should be.
Nurse Joy
what?
Would be. Nurse Joy would be a Sith. Just because.
She's just getting rid of dead Pokemon and replacing them with.
Yeah,
Pokemon.
Exactly. Where are they going?
She's actually a psycho.
I mean, we don't know where those Pokemon go.
Actually, where do the Pokemon go when they go in the box?
What, in the actual Pokeball?
Yeah.
Or do you mean in the storage box?
Because if you go in a storage box,
it
just appears.
PC.
That's just not right.
That's whatever
just
happens
that guy's
in there is between
well,
the Pokemon
right.
and Bill.
Just that guy's
that
PC.
That is a hench PC to
no,
keep
nobody
organizing.
Wants to talk about
he's
the fact
got,
that Bill has way too much power in
he has,
place.
He has a lot of hard drives.
Yeah.
Well, Bill. Bill's
and the police would like
the,
to find them all.
Who's the main bad guy from the new Star Wars? The alien guy who dies way too easily.
Snoke.
Yeah, there's Bill.
Bill.
From Bill's
Bill.
PC is Snoke.
Oh, yeah.
The man behind the scenes.
I'm imagining now Grand Moff Tarkin.
He dresses up as a Kabuto.
I'm imagining
well. I'm
Al
sure
from Al's Toy Barn. When he said Bill, I just thought of Al. Al's Toy Barn.
Al from Al's Toy Barn.
That's what came into my head.
I'm trying to think of who would be blooming Grand Moff Tarkin then. You and me if I went ready. I'm just trying to think. Like, I imagine the Death Star would be a Gyarados with its hyper beam.
A giant
Gyarados in the sky.
A giant
Gyarados. Or is it his head?
Yeah, just like a head. Like, going around
just a floating
the Star
head.
Wars universe, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Oh, a giant Gyarados head. Okay. I can picture that.
I mean, all I could think of was an electrode in the sky.
Oh, no, that's even... No,
and it just self-destructs.
It does blow up constantly, the Death Star, so I
oh,
kind of
no,
get
sense.
It.
Yeah.
A Voltorb.
Yeah.
It's just a Voltorb.
No, electrode's even more useless.
I mean, surely then, though...
No one evolves it. No one even catches one.
Yeah, but then surely whoever's in charge of it would be like, why did we make it a Voltorb? It blows up. Like, we spent all this money building
I know.
A giant Voltorb.
We'll evolve it into an electrode. They don't
yeah,
do
but
that
in
anymore.
This world,
oh, wait a minute. Yes, they do.
Surely in this world, they don't know that a Voltorb always blows up.
No, they
because the Voltorb is the Death Star.
Perfect design.
That's good.
Yeah.
It just has one little hole that you can fire a laser into.
As soon as it sees anything, it blows up.
Yeah. It's just nervous.
No, when it's on the brink of losing,
it just gives up.
What's the name of the guy in episode one, Star Wars, not episode one of Pokemon, who is like Anakin's like owner, not his mum.
Owner?
The owner, the flying buzz guy.
Jesus, with the penis nose.
Yeah, him.
What?
That's his name, isn't it?
I wanted to say Wario, but it's not Wario.
That's actually Waluigi.
Star Wars fans shaking their fists right now.
In this scenario, it is Wario. He's no longer Pokemon.
He actually was in the realm altogether.
It's
like the Mario movie.
It's something
movie.
Like Greedo or something.
I think you're right.
Did you say Greedo?
Greedo.
I think it is
Greedo. No, Greedo is the guy that's the blooming guy
Han Solo shot first. He shot first.
I thought you said Guido, like the little Guido. Thing from Cars.
Pit stop.
Put that in the Star Wars universe. What is it then?
The guy that has to repair the Death Star
No. He's the guy that does all the speeders just constantly.
Watto.
Watto. I know it ended in O.
Watto. There we go.
We all knew it began with a W.
You can cut all that. I was like, what was the name? Watto, yes.
Oh, of course.
We knew it immediately.
We didn't cut about
anyway,
2 minutes.
Anyway, yeah, the mosquito-looking guy with a penis nose. Who's that going to be?
Beedrill.
Wait, no, that's a... I wanted to say a Don Fan, but it's not, right?
Is it a Beedrill?
Well, you mean the elephant.
The elephant.
One.
Fanpy.
Yeah. He has wings.
Fanpy.
Oh, he could be a Fanpy.
He has wings, though. He flies.
He does
He's got to be a Beedrill.
A Beedrill or like a Scyther or
something.
Or
a Butterfree.
Like
yeah, he's kind of he does
give him too much credit with the cipher.
I was gonna say
maybe a little bit,
maybe a Butterfree.
It's got to be ugly.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, it's definitely a Beedrill then.
Yeah, Beedrill.
There's some moths out there. Venomoth.
Venomoth.
There's a
Venomoth.
What is it with you and moths?
I hate moths.
There's your winner.
He's not scared of butterflies, but moths.
Isn't there a character called Mon Mothma at one point?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Wait, that's got to be a moth.
Yeah.
That's got to be Venomoth.
But
no, that's a Chansey. I imagine Mon Mothma would be
Mon Mothma's
a
like
Chansey.
A good character.
It's the woman that's on Yavin 4 when they're talking about how they're going to blow up the Death Star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, woman, and she's Chansey. Like, many... Wait, what are they going to be?
No
Bothans.
Idea. I just had a thought. You know that they're doing the new anime of Pokemon with new characters? Ash is now retired. He might be dead, for all we know.
He is.
There's two new, like... protagonist in
I mean, Luke Skywalker retired. It makes sense.
There's two new protagonists.
Yeah, and then went
it.
To suck on.
Who is are they? Ray and Finn.
Oh yeah, that's his name, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't even know what their names are. I'm not even giving it the time of day.
No, nobody.
The only stormtrooper that can shoot straight.
Yes.
Actually, in
because
the
he's a main
season,
character.
Actually, in the new series or the new woman,
he wields a lightsaber at one point, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, he's just
because
like
they geared him up to be a
he's
Jedi
the Captain
at some
America.
Point, and then. Didn't bother
they
doing it again.
The old bait and switch.
Thanks,
that
Disney.
I owe a lot to Disney.
So we've agreed then. About...
I didn't think we'd agreed on anything.
No, we really
we've
didn't.
Been sat
we
here
just
for 10 minutes. We
agreed that Ditto's a stormtrooper.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's
the only thing
we've agreed
100%
on.
And Ash is Luke.
And the Wookiees are bear things.
And Chewbacca is three mankeys piled on top.
Did we also?
Did we land on?
If nothing else, that's my contribution.
Or Onyx, apparently.
Did we land on Abracadabra, Alakazam being Anakin / Darth Vader?
I don't know because I call them one spoon,
which
two
also
spoon,
means
no
that
spoon.
Misty's gonna have to sleep with an Alakazam.
Yes.
Oh,
wait, no, Misty. No, Misty's Leia. That's creepy.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
We haven't given Padme a role.
Yeah, that's right.
There's another. Oh, I was thinking of other females that were in it. There's May.
May.
Probably the females always disappear, don't they? Very quickly.
Yeah, apart from Misty. Misty stayed around for the long
haul. That's because she wants her bike back. But
it's because she's actually being.
She wants her speeder back.
Jesse. Yeah.
Well, Jesse is
Padme. Right.
And
so Jesse and
James is Anakin.
Jesse and.
You see where I'm going with this?
Okay.
Jesse and Kadabra.
See where I'm going with this?
A very weird sexual chemistry.
Yeah,
100% there was a chemistry there that was...
But there was also hate, so it makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. And then...
Okay.
Wait, that means that...
James is Ash's dad.
That means that Professor Oak turned up. And
there's not
like,
enough parents
the chosen
in the
one.
That would mean Jesse and James are Ash's mum and dad.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking Qui-Gon is Professor Oak, which means he basically turned around and was like, you're the chosen one to James. And James was like,
That doesn't make any sense.
And he's about useless as a spanner.
So did we
land on Ash
being Obi-Wan?
Ash was Luke, weren't he?
Ash was Luke.
Who's Obi-Wan?
Yeah, right.
We haven't said Obi-Wan yet.
It's got to be Professor Oak then.
I thought we said it was Brock.
No, he's Han.
He's Han Solo. Oh,
okay. Yeah, no.
No.
Really
Who was Tracy then?
Who's making notes on this?
We don't make notes. People at home,
who's keeping
make
track?
Notes and see if you can remember.
Who's who?
There's going to be people at chalkboards.
We've come up with here.
If you haven't made notes yet, go back to the start and start making notes.
Yeah, there's going to be people with red
don't be so lazy.
I've lost all track of reality here. Am I in the Star Wars universe or the Pokemon universe? What gen am I in?
I don't know. That's your fault. That
what
one.
Trilogy
yeah, you,
am I
you've
in?
You've gone into too many gens.
Yeah, I was keeping it to the 150 and that's it.
151?
No. 150. We all know from the first games.
151?
There wasn't a Mew.
Mew was there. Because you could get Mew in like
episode?
A...
No, it was
off.
A missing no.
Ho-Oh
you
was
could get
there.
Mew
yeah, he
from,
was there flying over the sky.
What was it? It wasn't game then. What was it called back then? Electronics Boutique. You could go there and get a code and get Mew.
Ah, the original EA.
Yes.
You can get that if you pay us more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to challenge him on
it. It's 151.
So we've agreed then...
There was always 151.
We've agreed that Anakin and Leia are Jesse and James.
Yes.
We've
yes.
agreed that
yeah.
Brock is Han Solo.
Chewbacca Han is Mankey's in a coat.
No, yeah. not Leia. It was Anakin and Padme, wasn't it?
Misty is Leia.
Yeah,
Misty's Leia.
Yeah.
Brock is Han Solo. We've got Ash as
So we've hooked
Luke.
Up Jesse and James, and we've hooked up Misty and Brock.
Yeah, and then we've got Luke.
That was going to happen.
It's inevitable.
I mean, if she's going to sleep with one of them, it's going to be Brock more than it is Ash.
Yeah. And then you've got Mew.
And Brock can't tell because he's got his eyes closed constantly.
Constantly not sure what's going on.
What about Mandalorian?
Oh, God, no, don't bring us more.
Yeah, but if you do that, then you've got to have them have a cute little sidekick.
Grogu. Is just a...
And the only cute little sidekick is Togepi.
Okay, there you go.
There's the cute little sidekick.
Togepi, yeah.
Baby, yes.
But they go with...
Yes.
And instead of it doing the weird Jedi mind trick, it's just doing metronome.
So we've actually connected it up pretty damn well.
Age-wise, it doesn't make sense,
I don't know if
guess,
well is the right word.
I don't
but...
think we're really caring about that at this point. I think we're...
Oh, actually, no. Jesse and James are older than Ash.
Yeah.
So
are,
Ash
yeah.
could be their child. It makes
that
sense.
That would work, yes.
Yeah.
It does, it
and
it
we
works.
Don't know who Ash's father is.
No,
Brock
because
is older than Ash.
This is a problem. We've given on all these roles, but none of them have actually got parents that are in the game, in the show.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's not our fault they're all orphans.
Yeah.
Oh, what I about... guess Leia is close to Ash's age, and Misty is close to Ash's age, and she hooks up with
so Han, who's Delia?
Older, and it makes sense.
She likes an older man.
Wait, and then that means that Ash's mum is old Ben, or no?
Old Ben.
Well, no, it'd be. Well, look, these days it could be.
Was there a dog in Star Wars called Old Ben?
She'd be the aunt and uncle that look after him, and it's not actually his mum and dad.
Their names are.
Are you thinking of Uncle Ben from Spider-Man?
No.
I was
thinking of...
Old Ben?
Yeah, see?
Uncle something and Aunt Peru, but I don't remember
what
the uncle's
from
called.
The,
oh, well, she can be Aunt
Tatooine,
Peru.
Yeah, there
Aunt
you go.
Peru, yeah.
There you go.
Peru.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's all.
I don't feel like she was a vital part of that.
His real mum and dad are actually Jesse and James.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
That kind
of
does.
That makes sense
weird.
Why they're obsessed with him.
Wait, Giovanni's blooming... Darth Sidious.
That also means that James turns into Darth Vader. And
yeah,
that would
make sense.
Yeah. It just makes sense why they're obsessed.
So Jesse and James are Anakin and Padme.
Yep.
Who's Pikachu? If they're trying to steal him away.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They're trying to steal him
it's
all
old
time.
Ben.
They're trying to steal
it's
him
old
all
Ben.
We're back around to old Ben again.
No one knows who he is, but old Ben.
Can't believe old Ben's
is
dead.
Pikachu, is Pikachu just a metaphorical like empire? Because that's what Anakin keeps trying to take away.
No, I feel like he's the Rebel
Pikachu's
Alliance.
Pikachu's like a yellow lightsaber.
Yeah.
They're like, what a lightsaber!
Mitch Ash, as Luke, has a yellow lightsaber.
And they're like,
give it
to me.
And he calls it Pikachu.
Yeah.
On the handle,
I'm
it says
pretty
Pikachu.
Sure in the Star Wars lore, and I am going to get nerdy here, because I don't know it all, but obviously red is Sith.
Mm.
Blue is like Jedi. Green is like a Jedi.
Green is when you flit it between the bows.
Well, Jedi, no, a Jedi, I thought green was like...
No, purple was the one
green,
where it was like...
Green was the master, like, to a Padawan. Purple's just Samuel L. Jackson.
where he demanded it, didn't
yeah.
he? But
and that's
they
the
say
only character
Sith
that has purple.
That turned into a Jedi.
That's the only character that has a purple.
He was like, it looks good
because
against
he's
me.
The only one who used to be a Sith.
And then I'm pretty sure yellow is like a priest.
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah,
a yellow lightsaber.
I'm pretty sure it's a priest.
Well, maybe he attacked
no,
the priest, took
I
his lightsaber.
I think I know what you're on about. And it's
bullshit.
From the Knights of the Old Republic games, where you've got...
Blue is loyalty.
Yeah. Green,
you've
I'm
got
sure...
The
green is growth,
table.
Safety, harmony. Red is power, anger, and hatred. Purple is nobility and wisdom.
And there is no yellow.
Yellow is goodness, warmth, and energy.
Yeah, it's definitely blue
yeah,
and
Pikachu.
That's Pikachu.
Orange, creativity, ambition, resourcefulness. White, purity, peace.
Is orange the Hufflepuff of the lightsabers?
Orange is Schmeagol.
There is a black lightsaber.
Yeah, the black saber.
Yeah,
dark
power,
saber, dark
darkness,
saber.
And aggression.
Smeagol.
It's called the dark saber.
Smeagol, what was a paintbrush?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's orange.
Why?
Because it's creative.
Oh, I see.
Wait. So that means then what we could do right here, fan fiction.
Because it's Disney.
We've got James used to own Pikachu.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then literally, that's why he wants him back.
I mean, we're literally
true.
Talking whatever we want.
Because
so
it's
can
Disney,
say
Ash is going to have a rainbow lightsaber.
100%.
Just the handle.
A rainbow.
Just the handle. They're like,
I
look.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's
going to
have tassels on it.
Wait, who's this?
Bedazzled.
Who's this?
Ash.
Ash.
Is Ash.
Main character's got a portray that he's...
Is Ash
got,
LGBTQ?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good point. I wasn't sure about that.
Look,
Disney's
Ashley
like, look,
can
we're going to sell it.
Two ways. Yeah, exactly. Give us the rights to this.
They're like, we'll sell it. Take it away. Take it away.
Disney, throw out, yeah, throw money at us and we'll do it.
I mean,
it doesn't even have to be much, to be honest.
I mean, Rooster Teeth soon is no longer going to be a thing. So there's a market out there for, you know, an internet cartoon again.
And people chatting shit.
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
That's what I'm saying.
And on that
the
note,
next gen.
It's time for us to chuff off. All you summoners can join us next time for a brand new scenario. If you've got any questions or queries or just want to see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our website at hownotsummon.com where you can find all our links, or go to our link tree to find all our links, or go to our brand new YouTube, like and subscribe,
like and
to find all our videos. I've been Sheenie Senpai.
I've been Jim.
I've been me. Archie.
I've been me. Gemma.
See you later, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I've been
three monkeys in a coat.
I've been
three monkeys in a coat.
You could have gone with that. That would have been quite funny.
They're
I've been three monkeys in a coat.
That has to be it.
It's the fact that we decided three monkeys in a coat, and then later on we were like, no, Chewy, to this instead.
Yeah.
But no, we keep the three.
No,
monkeys
we came
in
back
a coat.
To it.
Three monkeys in a coat.